Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of the day, mostly cloudy. We'll have snow showers in the afternoon with falling temperatures. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, isolated chances of snow showers, then clear skies will drop down to 12. Saturday, mostly sunny, warmer temperatures in the lower 40s. For Saturday night, partly cloudy, isolated snow showers late with a low near 27, and Sunday chance of rain and snow. Right now, it's 32.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an ag business update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. With China moving forward with retaliatory tariffs on U.S. products, including a 25% tariff on U.S. pork, China's Ministry of Finance announcing Sunday it suspends duty reductions on selected imported goods from the U.S. China says the Trump administration's steel and aluminum imports to the U.S. violate World Trade Organization rules and do not comply with the security exemption provision. China alleges the move by Trump caused serious damage to China's interests. China targeting U.S. items, including fruits and 25% tariff on pork. China also says the nation is using its action as a method to safeguard its interest, as allowed by WTO rules. Last week, China's Ministry of Finance said the action by the U.S. has severely damaged the multilateral trade system. China also made the World Trade Organization filing last week to seek consultation regarding the issue. A lawsuit brief filed on behalf of poultry farmers detailed the alleged harm from USDA's GPSO rule withdrawal. The Organization for Competitive Markets claims the Trump administration and Ag Secretary Perdue sided with Big Ag over small farmers, saying the GPSO final rule would have helped to level the playing field between farmers and agribusiness. In the filing, farmers from Alabama, Nebraska, and Kansas detailed the way they claim market concentration has enabled large agricultural companies to retaliate against them for standing up for their rights, along with how the rules would have helped them seek legal assistance. Organization Executive Director Joe Maxwell says the group and more than 80 other farm organizations calling on the Trump administration to reinstate the Farmer Fair Practice rules. Maxwell, former Lieutenant Governor of Missouri, is a senior political director at the Humane Society Legislative Fund. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Toledo's Deli is now the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro. Come celebrate their grand opening this week with drawings, prizes, and drink specials. Open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays, 7 until 8 Saturday, and Sunday 8 to 1. Come enjoy old Toledo's favorites and try tasty new items Tammy's cooking up all week long at the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro at the corner of Broadway and 8.
Mid-America Network News. A Kansas man who evidently has places to go had been hospitalized for injuries he suffered after breaking into his girlfriend's home and then falling through the ceiling, has been arrested for breaking into another home. The Salina Journal reports that Tyler Bergkamp walked away from the Salina Regional Health Center on Tuesday. He had been arrested last week after he broke into his ex-girlfriend's home, hid in the attic, and fell through the ceiling. Then on Tuesday, a woman reported finding a hospital gown on her bed in her home. Bergkamp was later found wearing the woman's T-shirt. He won't be going anywhere for a while as he remains in jail. Kansas Governor Collier has signed a bill granting the National Guard members free, full college tuition to increase the number of recruits. The new law will take effect in July, but legislators just need to find a way to allocate the funding for the program. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 19th through the 21st at the Bennett Event Center at Oklahoma State Fair Park. More than 350 exhibitors will feature the latest technology for farm and ranch. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Enjoy daily music performances by Rusty Ryerson and test drive and enter to win a new zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Did you know that Abilene Machine has tillage parts? You requested them, so Abilene Machine has expanded their tillage selection to include Coulter blades, soil saver mold boards and blades, chisel plow points, field cultivator sweeps, and much more. You can rest assured that Abilene Machine's parts are manufactured to exacting standards and that you're receiving the highest quality parts available. Call Abilene Machine, 800-255-0337, or visit them online at abilenemachine.com.
Kansas State Treasurer Ron Estes has formally launched his reelection campaign for the 4th Congressional District seat. Estes said he will work hard for Kansans to cut spending, protect our country, and eliminate excessive regulations. Estes was first elected to Congress in April of 2017 in a special election to fill the seat held by Mike Pompeo. Primary elections will be held August 7th, and the general election will be November 6th. A bill that would bar people convicted of domestic violence from owning guns is on its way to Kansas Governor Collier. The bill, approved 113-6 in the House, would also make it illegal for people who are subjects of protection from stalking and abuse orders, fugitives from justice, and people in the country illegally to own or possess firearms. The Lawrence Journal World reports the Kansas bill will allow the state prosecution of offenders. Supporters say that's important because federal prosecutors rarely take up the cases. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
I don't like saving money, said maybe one person ever. For the other 99.9% of you out there, we can help. From March 21st to April 11th, you can get a $60 reward card after submission with purchase of four new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires, including the all-season BF Goodrich Advantage TA line of tires.
Take advantage of this limited-time offer at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for details. Offer expires 4/11/2018. Void where prohibited.
Mid-America Network News. Lawmakers have advanced a measure that would open the door to new voting technology in Nebraska. The bill would allow counties to use electronic poll books to identify eligible voters instead of traditional paper books. The new technology streamlines the sign-in process and makes elections more secure. A cash-strapped hospital in southeast Nebraska is seeking $800,000 in order to keep its Medicare funding and continue serving the area after 90 years. The Lincoln Journal Star reports the Friend Community Healthcare System needs to update its electrical system by the end of the year, or the hospital will be forced to close. A bond issue on the May 15th ballot seeks to raise money to update the wiring and prolong the struggling hospital's life. The bond issue would serve as a loan, and the district would make bond payments with the taxes it's already receiving. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Starseed, we pride ourselves on being hardworking and dependable. That's why we are dedicated to sudden service. Simply put, we hand deliver your seed directly to our dealers whenever and wherever you need it. We offer a lineup of high-performance forages that deliver outstanding tonnage with superior digestibility. We are Star Seed, and you can count on us to deliver the highest quality seed products. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and discussed vehicles used for transportation. Agency on Aging Director Patrick O'Neill. They also discussed seeking best prices for food purchased for senior citizen meal services. No action was taken on Consideration Bridge on 5th Road in Cottage Hill Township that is closed and needs to be replaced. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday held a public hearing regarding a request for an extended tax abatement by Central Valley Ag for construction of a storage complex to be built near the Washington County Airport. With no public comments coming forward, Commissioners approved a 5-year prorated tax abatement. The move is a step toward issuance of industrial revenue bonds, which will be used to allow tax-free purchase of materials used in construction of the proposed $10.5 million facility. The county assumes no liability for repayment of the bonds. It is expected that construction will begin soon, and the grain handling facility could be ready to receive grain during the fall harvest. Commissioners indicated they may consider expanding the current 3-year neighborhood revitalization plan, changing it 3 years to 5 years, and making it retroactive for anyone currently on the plan. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and met with representatives from State Kansas Division of Vehicles and showed office space in the Pioneer Building and elsewhere throughout town as possible new locations for the driver's license office in Seneca. Bob Sand, age 86, of Hanover, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Friends will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Bob Sand. Clark E. Brake, age 84, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at First Baptist Church in Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Clark Brake. Larry L. Goodman, age 76, of Barnes, passed away March 22nd. A celebration of life service is planned Sunday, April the 8th, 2 p.m. at the Barnes Firehouse. Again, the date, Sunday, April the 8th, 2 p.m. at the Barnes Firehouse. Private interment at the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Larry Goodman.
Dr. Weldon F. Zinger, age 84, of Manhattan, formerly of Haddam, passed away March 30th. Funeral service Monday at noon at the United Methodist Church, Haddam. Burial in the Haddam City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday 1 until 6 at the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville in charge of arrangements for Dr. Weldon Zinger.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only. New customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. With another system making its way across the central parts of the Midwest, it looks like we're going to see more wintry weather as we head through the day, continuing into it tonight. We'll see a break as we head into the start of the weekend, but yet another low will push through, bringing some more chances for some wintry weather mixed precipitation across the central parts of the Midwest and accumulating snow across the upper parts of the Midwest. So looking at the forecast, as we head throughout the rest of this Friday, mostly cloudy snow showers with falling temperatures. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, chance of snow showers early, then clear skies will drop down to 12. Saturday, a mostly sunny skies right around the lower 40s. For Saturday night, chance of snow showers late will drop down to 27. As into Sunday, chance of rain and snow, then rain showers will see temperatures right around the upper 40s. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 29. For Monday, partly sunny, high near 48 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding, the best day of your life. But no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature early April 63. Record high temperature on this date 93 in 1942. The average low 39. Record low was 16 degrees in 1920. Sunset this evening at 7:50. Sunrise in the morning 7 a.m.
A cup of tea is a pleasant ritual for many of us, and finding a secondary use for tea bags makes it even better. It's all about clever uses for used tea bags today from the Old Farmer's Almanac. But first, if you've ever felt stranded, been unemployed with bills stacking up while you worry about supporting your family, you know the stress of the unknown. Thanks to the internet, there have been new and exciting ways to earn more than before by working at home. Companies worldwide are desperately searching for someone just like you to type up their information and post it online, and they'll pay you nicely in return. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com. Earnmorethanbefore.com. It's a win-win situation. They get more customers and you get paid. If you're in a boring dead-end job or no job at all, you can work part-time or full-time. It's up to you. Remove the ceiling from your household income and set your own hours, as many or as few as you like. All you need to get started is a computer with internet access. No prior skills or work experience required, just basic computer skills. Get free information at earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. There's a quick form to fill out, then get started making more money today at earnmorethanbefore.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 6th, the 96th day of the year. New York City's trolley cars made their final runs on this day in 1957. If you tossed used tea bags directly into the garbage, you're missing out on dozens of clever uses for those little packets. A cool, damp tea bag makes an ideal compress for insect bites, sunburn, or razor nicks. Place chilled tea bags over your eyes to reduce puffiness or dark rings. Tea leaves make a good deodorizer. Sprinkle them over your carpet before vacuuming, in the kitty litter box, or in smelly sneakers. In the garden, acid-loving plants respond well to the tannins in tea. Break open the tea bag and sprinkle the leaves into the dirt around ferns and roses. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. For more household tips, visit almanac.com.
State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch is proud of the spirited, hardworking, and dedicated Axtell Eagles spring sports teams. The fans are sure the athletes will show the competition who's number one at the spring sporting events this week. So good luck. From State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Axtell Trusses Manufacturing Incorporated knows the athletes to root for the Axtell Eagles spring sports teams. The guys and girls have the dedication and talent to show the competition up at the events this week and take home the wins. Go Eagles! From your friends and fans at Axtell Trusses Manufacturing Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Men's basketball coach Sean Vandiver will be leaving Emporia State after seven seasons to return to the University of Wyoming for the third time in his coaching career. Contract pending, he will join Alan Edwards' staff that has gone 43-28 over the last two seasons. Vandiver was a graduate assistant at Wyoming in 2002 and 3 and served as an assistant coach with the Cowboys for 5 years from 2005 to 2011. A tour bus headed to the Masters tournament overturned yesterday morning, and the driver was charged with driving under the influence, according to the Georgia State Patrol. The crash happened on an interstate in Columbia County, Georgia, as the bus was en route to the golf tournament in nearby Augusta. 18 passengers were on board the bus, and several of them hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The 61-year-old driver in custody charged with DUI. Mid-America Network Sports.
Away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Ultimate Fighting star Conor McGregor is facing criminal charges in the wake of a backstage melee he allegedly instigated that has forced the removal of three fights from UFC's biggest card of the year. Video footage appears to show the promotion's most bankable star throwing a hand truck at a bus of fighters after a news conference yesterday for UFC 223 at Brooklyn's Barclays Center. The New York Police Department says McGregor was charged and is awaiting a court appearance today, facing three counts of assault and one count of criminal mischief. It wasn't immediately known if McGregor has an attorney who could comment on his behalf. UFC President Dana White said this morning he spoke to McGregor via text and that the brawler said the confrontation was something that had to be done. The 1-3 Kansas City Royals back in action today after a bit of a weather break. The Royals will square off against the Cleveland Indians at Cleveland. First pitch set for 3:10 this afternoon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High track meet with Concordia at Beloit Friday has been postponed, and the Marysville High tennis with Topeka Hayden Friday is postponed.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit year-round spray oil and Summit mosquito bits. Organic Summit year-round spray oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit mosquito bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit year-round spray oil and Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
White and brown hard bumps shaped like oyster shells on the stems and leaves of Euonymus, Pachysandra, and American Bittersweet mean Euonymus scale are feeding on your plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These pests suck plant juices causing yellow spots on the leaves. As populations build, the hard-shelled scales cover the leaves and stems. Their feeding damage can cause leaf drop and branch dieback. Control small populations by rubbing them off the plant and pruning out infested branches. Severe infestations are difficult to control. The hard shells protect the insects, and multiple generations require ongoing management. You can use organic horticulture oils like Summit year-round spray oil that kill all stages of this pest. As always, read and follow label directions carefully when using either synthetic or organic pesticides. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Edgar Allan Poe could write some amazing fictional tales, but perhaps some of the most intriguing fiction was that he told about his own life. Try to sort out the facts and the myths on today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
It's time to give back to your roots. Make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. CPS and Radiate are proud to partner with national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
Edgar Allan Poe is known for his amazing literary tales, but some of the biggest tales may have been the ones he told about himself.
He purported to be the grandson of Benedict Arnold, to have served in Greek and Russian armies, to have been expelled from the University of Virginia, and none of these things are true.
Helen McKenna Off at Edgar Allan Poe National Historic Site says there's always been a lot of truth and myth surrounding Poe's life, and all of that worked to make him even more popular.
His amazing enemy, Rufus Griswold, when Poe died, started to write very false memoirs about Poe. Thoroughly destroyed Poe's reputation, but that makes him more interesting for people. And then Charles Baudelaire, the great French poet, tried to rescue Poe's reputation, and that made Poe America's most popular literary export. His reputation was on a slippery slope.
Off says the site here in Philadelphia tries to cut through some of the fiction that surrounds Poe's life and put together the most realistic portrait of his life possible.
He was really gracious and courteous and fun and brilliant and the most brilliant conversationalist I've ever heard. However, he had a really severe drinking problem, and when he drank, it was catastrophic. And, you know, so we are looking for those voices that are in the middle who are balanced and can say, yeah, I knew him, loved him, but he had problems.
Despite some of those problems, his work still impacts people today.
Poe's contributions to world literature include some enduring poetry that still moves people to this day. His very sophisticated psychological approach to telling a horror story is extremely influential.
Traveling the countryside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.
Today on Living the Country Life Radio, we'll hear from a Purina poultry expert. Stay tuned for information and advice for your backyard flock.
I say chick, you say strong. Chick, strong. Chick, strong.
If you raise backyard chickens, these are the two words you'll want to remember. Purina's Chick Strong system is included in all Purina starter grower feeds. What is Chick Strong system? Baby chicks require 38 unique nutrients from day one, and they're all included in Purina starter grower feeds. That's right. You can leave the supplements on the shelf. That's the Chick Strong promise, because strong chicks equal happy hens. Look for Purina starter grower feeds to try Chick Strong system. And then next time someone says chick, you can say strong.
Strong chicks equal happy hens. Learn more at purinamills.com/strong. That's purinamills.com/strong.
All chicken feeds are not created equal. Learn more about the nutrients that matter most when starting chicks off strong in this edition of Flock Strong Friday, brought to you by Purina. Today, we're joined by Dr. Patrick Biggs, a flock nutritionist with Purina. Dr. Biggs, which nutrients should we look for in a starter grower feed?
Chicks grow quickly, and to keep up with this growth, it's important that the birds are getting the proper nutrition. Chicks require 38 different nutrients every day to grow at the proper pace. To ensure your birds have a successful career of egg laying, it's vital that they receive the best nutrition during the starter phase. Now, four categories of nutrients that chicks need at proper levels are fat, protein, or amino acids, and then vitamins and minerals. Other healthy ingredients to look for in your feeds include probiotics and prebiotics to support digestion and immune health. I recommend choosing a complete starter grower feed that includes Purina Chick Strong system, because those feeds contain all 38 nutrients at the correct level for those birds. So that means you don't need to supplement your bird's diet.
How do some of those 38 nutrients impact chick growth and development?
Well, the purpose of a starter grower feed is really to support proper chick growth and development. Chicks being raised for eggs should be fed a complete feed that contains 18% protein with 3% fat. Now, fat and protein play a significant role in the diet because protein and amino acids really help the development of the skeletal system and muscles. Now, remember that it's important to get the foundation of these birds solid so that they can provide you with eggs for years to come. And fat is a source of energy that helps chicks to stay active and social. And as your birds grow, energy becomes much more important for the needs of a growing animal. So to meet these requirements, we recommend Purina Start and Grow or organic starter grower. With Purina's Chick Strong system, everything chicks need is included right in the bag. No need to supplement.
Thanks, Dr. Biggs. It's important for chicks to receive the best nutrition, especially during the first 18 weeks, to set them up for a lifetime of success. To learn more about Purina's starter grower feeds, visit purinamills.com/chick-strong. Tune into next week's Flock Strong Friday for more poultry tips from Purina.
When I only see gray, the past had a hold on me.
been lonely, I've been cheated, and I've been misunderstood. I've been washed up, I've been put down, and told I'm no good. But with you I've been alone, 'cause you helped me be strong. There's a change in my life since you came along. Whoa, 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 yeah. Now I don't mind working hard every day, and I don't pay no mind to what people say. No, no, 'cause after all of the pain I've been through, I gave up everything to love only you through. See, all my life I've walked with my head bent in shame. But since I found you, with you I remain. Yeah, don't you know I've been lonely, and I've been cheated, and I've been misunderstood. Said I've been washed up, and I've been put down, and I've been so. Since you came along, whoa, 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 yeah, yeah. Now a man gets crazy when his life is all wrong, and the heart gets a little weary when it doesn't belong, and the road gets a little rocky, but Lord, you've got to keep on. Let the new light come shining on you. Yeah, that's what you gotta do. I know I've been lonely, and I've been cheated, and I've been misunderstood. Said I've been washed up, and I've been put down, and I've been told I'm no good. But Lord, with you I belong, 'cause you help me get strong. You help me be strong. There's a change since you came along.
Can you see it?
Well, I can see your love around me, yeah.
Can you hear it?
I hear it in my heart, oh yeah.
Can you feel it?
Well, I can feel the power around me, yeah. Let the new light come shining. Since you came along, don't you know I've been lonely, and I've been cheated, and I've been
misunderstood.
I said I've been washed up and put down, and I've been told I'm no good.
You are alone
because you
helped me be strong.
There's a
change in my life since you came along. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, whoa, yeah.
Changing my life, yeah, yeah.
Whoa,
Lord, you help me be strong.
Whoa.
Northern version of double cropping. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Double cropping is fairly common in the southern United States, growing crops back-to-back because of the longer growing season. Julie Linder farms with her dad in the northeast Ohio community of Norwalk. They get two crops a year by interseeding soybeans with their winter wheat.
We found that if we plant in the fall around May 31st, we have tram rows from spring, and we found that we can drive on those tram rows and interseed, so come July, we're clipping off the wheat just above the trifoliates.
Linder says land rents the same whether you grow one crop or two.
Our yield drag on our interseeded soybeans is only about 3 bushels. We lose about 10% of our wheat crop because generally a wheat farmer is planting 7-inch rows. We're planting 10-inch rows, so we lose a little there, and then we also are driving through, so the end rows get a little beat up and whatnot. So we lose about 10% in our wheat, but that's still, in our case, 85 bushel wheat and 60 bushel beans.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers for Free Trade have released another television ad as part of the effort to highlight the damaging impact retaliation from a series of new tariffs will have on critical ag exports. The new spot features Indiana corn and soybean grower Brett Bible, whose soybean operation relies on exports to China, as do many more across the country. He said in the spot he's supportive of the Trump administration, but he has concerns about current actions that have been taken on trade and tariffs. And the fact that China's our number one soybean customer makes us very vulnerable, he says. Our farm, and like many others like ours, will be the first casualties in a trade war, Bible says. Well, the spot will run the next 2 weeks on cable news like CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. China has already announced $3 billion in retaliatory action, much of which was aimed at American ag exports, including fruit and wine. Farmers for Free Trade co-chair Max Baucus says China is looking to his where it hurts. That's why they're going after American ag exports. Well, drought begins to tighten its grip on a large area now of southwestern U.S. Farmers, ranchers, and water managers are getting ready for what's expected to be more warm and dry weather through the spring. Federal drought map shows conditions worsening over portions of New Mexico and Arizona now. All of Nevada and Utah are affected by some level of drought as well. The drought map shows Oklahoma setting up for what looks to be the worst drought conditions in the U.S. The panhandle is an area dominated by agriculture. The amount of land that's under exceptional drought has more than doubled in size. Cole Perriman, the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, said they're in irrigation period, but it would be really fantastic to get some precipitation out of the area. Crop conditions in the drought area have declined as extreme drought spans from Kansas to Oklahoma all the way to California. 3/4 of the winter wheat crop in New Mexico poured a very poor. We know those numbers as well in Kansas. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be having a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, April 11th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on 20 Angus and Sim Angus bulls from 14 months to 30 months of age. They'll be followed by 60 fancy red Angus first calf heifers with February March calves. We'll have 175 reputation Angus and Sim Angus first calf heifers with Angus sired November through March calves. 100 black-white face and Simmental cows, 3 to 9 years old. They'll have February March calves. Fall bred first calf heifers include 110 choice red Angus calf vaccinated heifers. They'll be bred to low birth weight red Angus bulls for late August through October calving. We'll have 150 fancy Angus and Sim Angus calf vaccinated fall bred heifers bred to Angus bulls for September-October calves. We'll have 200 black and black-white face fall calving cows, mostly 3 to 5 years old, be bred to Angus and and Sim Angus bulls for September-October calves. Also offered will be 32 capid vaccinated Angus heifers, replacement heifers, to consign cows. There's more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April 11th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029. Check our website at mcclivestock.com.
America Ag Network, we still see struggles in the livestock complex. Corn and soybeans have been under pressure through much of the day. Soybeans tried to rally, but have had minimal success at that. Let's take a look at the numbers. May corn is down a quarter cent at 389 and a quarter. July is down three quarters of a cent at 397 and a half. May Kansas City wheat is up six and a quarter at 504 and three quarters. July is up seven and a quarter at 523 and three quarters. May soybeans now up one at 1032 and a quarter. July beans up one and a quarter at 1043 and a quarter. So the attempt at the rally is continuing and becoming a little more successful. May soybean meal is up 210 at 385.70. July bean meal is up 230 at 389.30. May bean oil is down 27 points at 31.51. So we are seeing a bit of a turnaround in the soy complex after kind of a rocky start this morning. Things in livestock still not looking well. April live cattle down 210 at 112.20. June down 242 at 102.62. April feeders down 217, 135.30. May feeders down 230 at 135.75. Hogs are on the downside. April hogs down 30 at 52.15. May down 122 at 64.22. So still tough going across the livestock complex. Looking at a couple of other issues, May cotton is down 3 points at 82.54, but July is up 27 at 82.42. Crude oil is down today sharply. May crude is down $1.17 at 62.37. June is down $1.13 at 62.41. The energies are having trouble today. Unleaded gas and heating oil are also lower. Natural gas is holding on to some fractional gains. Taking a look at metals, April gold is up $7 now at $1,331.30. June gold is up $6.60 at $1,335.10. Silver is off and copper is a bit lower here in the midday on Friday. Mixed numbers in our futures markets. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention farmers, Hayden Outdoors is having an absolute auction on 640 acres in Gove County near Quinter, Kansas. April the 19th, the date. The ground includes 388 acres of above-average dry land cultivation, 247 acres of good grass. You need to be there to place your bid on another section of great Gove County land. Hayden Outdoors Absolute Auction, 640 acres, April the 19th, 11 a.m. at the Quinter Senior Citizen Center. Or go to HaydenOutdoors.com for more information.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. And while we've been talking a lot about China's importance to soybean growers in the United States, there's another crop that's important. I'll talk about it after this message.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
With all of the trade war talk recently and retaliation on products involved in exports from countries around the world and our exports to other countries around the world, there is one other crop that would be damaged if China were to retaliate, if indeed we do move into a trade war. And that product, not soybeans, not pork, not wine, not fresh fruit, but ethanol. Because in 2018, the United United States is expected to ship 400,000 tons of ethanol to China. That's more than five times the amount shipped last year, according to a major U.S. ethanol producer. But China seeks to meet rising demand to match a government directive for the fuel. However, imports will be curbed by the risk of an additional 15% tariff that Beijing may levy on the fuel as part of the escalating trade tensions between the U.S. and China. China mandated last September that by the year 2020, all gasoline supplies should contain 10% ethanol. That's typically produced from corn in a blend known as E10. And according to a spokesman, China only produces about 2.5 million tons, but would need 12 million tons a year by the 2020 deadline. And so they've reduced the estimate for Chinese imports after Beijing's warning of additional tariffs, without stating what the company's earlier forecast was. But the spokesman said he had some import estimates that had been as high as 800,000 tons for 2018. China, a big challenge in cleaning up its air using U.S. ethanol. Back with a final word after this message.
There will be an auction for the Everett Repke Estate Saturday, April 7th, beginning at 9:30, 5.5 miles south of Waterville on Highway 77. Tractors include a 1945 John Deere H, a 1957 John Deere 620, and the 1956 John Deere 50. They're all in running condition with good tires and paint. Plus a Massey Harris John Deere B tractor parts. Vehicles include a 2001 Chrysler LHS, a 92 Ford F-150 XLT two-wheel drive, 1990 Toyota Warrior Camper, a 1951 Chevy 101.5-ton truck with 13-foot bed and hoist. Machinery and miscellaneous farm items, tools and shop equipment, collectibles and primitives, plus some house sold items, including a 26-foot side-by-side refrigerator, upright freezer, a washer and gas dryer, plus other miscellaneous. This auction for the Everett Repke Estate, Saturday, April 7th, begins at 9:30, 5.5 miles south of Waterville at 2848 Highway 77. For the sale bill, go online to jhorrigan.com. Joe Horrigan will be the auctioneer.
It's interesting to me that a product that didn't show up until the 1970s is now a major agricultural export for the United States. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
New calves need their shots. Giving the injections correctly is a critical control point in beef production and animal health on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're farming today, you know all about taking risks. Well, here's one risk you don't have to take anymore. The risk of IDID, or internal diesel injector deposits. Because now Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has an advanced injection stabilizer to prevent IDID. So you don't have to risk injector failure, clogged filters, and downtime anymore. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is even backed by a 10-year, 10,000-hour warranty for even less risk.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
As spring work begins with new calves, be sure that family members and hired labor are trained on how to give the animals vaccines. It's important to read the product label and understand how it's administered. Subcutaneous means under the skin, and intramuscular means in the muscle. Dr. George Barrington is a veterinarian at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Washington State University. He says a vaccine's effectiveness depends on getting it into the proper tissue at the right location and concentration.
The majority of time we try to go subcutaneously around the neck, and that's for a number of reasons. One, that tends to be absorbed better. too, it tends to be away from higher quality cuts of meat. The majority of products now are formulated so that a subcutaneous administration is utilized. And again, that has to do with beef quality assurance or meat quality assurance.
Springtime means mud, and energetic calves can be coated with it. Barrington recommends cleaning the injection area so you're not putting mud and fecal material into the injection site. The size of the vaccine needle depends on the viscosity of the fluid going through it.
For example, if the product's really viscous, you can use a smaller needle, but you're going to have to be there for an extended period of time just trying to get it to go through the needle. So there's kind of a trade-off. A bigger needle is going to get more of a reaction, yet at the same time, you're not going to have to prolong the event.
Also, make sure the animal is properly restrained. You want the injection to go into the calf skin, not yours. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about vaccinating calves at agriculture.com.
KNDY.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we know, China and the United States have been going back and forth with tariff threats for the last several days. Agriculture is now right in the crosshairs as China threatens to put duties on American agricultural commodities like soybeans, corn, and pork. National Corn Growers Association President Kevin Escunas says farmers depend on trade to make ends meet.
You know, we're doing such a good job of, you know, producing corn in particular. We're just pretty much out producing our market. We have a great long-time market. Our livestock industry is our oldest and our best market, and we have a very vibrant ethanol industry. But to get rid of our pile of corn we're producing every year, we need robust exports. And I think we have to understand that 95% of our customers of the world live outside the United States.
Skunas says he's hopeful that cooler heads will prevail and both sides can negotiate on their differences. Tariffs will hit American farmers hard during already difficult economic times.
If they would go forward, you know, one of the main tariffs that goes on is for soybeans. To be honest, the United States, you know, most corn farmers are also soybean farmers, and if it affects the price of soybeans negatively, that it affects the bottom lines of farmers across the country. And of course, if, you know, there was some other duties on some other things on pork, I think 10% of the U.S. corn crop is fed to hogs, which is exported in, you know, pork exports to China. So it's an all-encompassing when you think about it in an agriculture business.
He says American consumers will feel the effects of a trade war also.
I would think that we have to pay more for things coming into the U.S. from China, it will certainly be a detriment to consumers.
Skunas says it's important to remember the tariffs don't go into effect right away. He's encouraging the agriculture industry to weigh in with respectful comments and let their feelings be known. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention farmers, Hayden Outdoors is having an absolute auction on 640 acres in Gove County near Quinter, Kansas. April the 19th, the date. The ground includes 388 acres of above-average dry land cultivation, 247 acres of good grass. You need to be there to place your bid on another section of great Gove County land. Hayden Outdoors Absolute Auction, 640 acres, April the 19th, 11 a.m. at the Quinter Senior Citizen Center. Or go to HaydenOutdoors.com for more information.
Your tax refund dollars have never gone further than they do right now at Wichita RV. Wichita RV still has a handful of brand new 2017 carryover units with prices slashed. Thousands of dollars behind last year's invoice prices. Now is also the time for spring service, so your trailblazing this season is problem-free. And call today about their detailing capabilities for your RV. Wichita RV, home of endless protection with lifetime warranty on all new units. Wichita RV, east and west. And always online at Wichita.
KNDY Marysville. KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice. A Deerkin Communications full service station.